Daf Nun Gimel, starting from the bottom of Nun Beis, five lines up, Gufa. We had mentioned before the halacha of Chizki. We brought this Derech Agav. We were talking about that these coins that are somewhat devalued can still be used for Ma'aseh Sheni. So that brought us on a tangent to talk about the halachas of Pidgin Ma'aseh Sheni. Now we're going to spend the next three dafim on Dinei Ma'aseh Sheni. Nothing to do with our parak. So Gufa, Amar Chizki, Ma'aseh Sheni, Shein Bo Shavah Pruta. So we said Ma'aseh Sheni does not have a Shavah Pruta. We'll see later on in today's daf. It's Gzeiras HaKosuv that you cannot be poida such a small thing. It's what we call loy olim litfais pijana. It's not able to have enough koyach to be poida onto a coin by itself. So Chizki said, though, but there is a trick. And the trick is, what you do is you take a coin which already has Kedushas Maaser Sheni on it, because you already were poida something else that you had the week before that was worth a lot more onto a coin. And the Gemara says, if Mestam, you were more machmir when you were paiding the Maaser Sheni last week. And if it was worth 186 shekel of Maaser Sheni, you Mestam were paided onto a 200 shekel coin, or just as an example. So there's a little bit of space left on that coin, figuratively speaking. And therefore, now says Chizkiya, even though you cannot be poida Maaseh Sheni less than a Shavah Pruta by itself onto a new coin, but if you have a coin which has space, that you are allowed to be poida this Maaseh Sheni that is worth less than a Shavah Pruta. So Moses says, Meisvei, L'chaira, this contradicts to a Mishnayos we have in Shas. The Mishnah says, it's actually the same Mishnah we have twice. The same Mishnah is in Chala and it's in Bikurim. The Mishnah says, HaTrumah VaBikurim. The Mishnah over here is comparing and contrasting the halachas of Truma and Bikurim. Bikurim we consider to be a type of Truma on one side, and the halacha of Maaser Sheni specifically on the other side. So it says, we have the following L'chaira Chumras that apply by Truma and Bikurim. Truma and Bikurim Chayv Lav Misa. If you eat them, a person is chayev misa, a zar, a non-kohen who eats truma bikurim, it's chayev misa. V'chaymish, and that's if you eat them amazing. If you eat them b'shegig, as we'll see later on in the parak, you have a din of chaymish, that you have to pay them back to the kohen. When you pay them back, they actually become truma, and you actually have to pay an extra fifth, like we do with Ma'aseh Sheni. That halacha applies here as well. V'asurim lezarim. And they're also to a zar. Rashi says, obviously they're also to a zar. We just said they're chayav misa. But we're just bringing this line as a separate point to contrast it to Maaseh Sheni, that not only is Maaseh Sheni not chayav misa if you eat it, but Maaseh Sheni is actually mutter for zarim to eat. So that's why it stresses that point. They nixei kohen. Also, truma and bikurim are owned by a kohen. It's owned his. It's his money. If he's mekadesh isha with it, it works. Okay. We know that even though normally midaraisa, we have a lach of bitul barayv, if you have something that's mixed up in a tarayvus, in a mixture, it is bitul barayv. As long as it's 51%, it's bitul. But the chamor machmir in many situations, one of those cases is by truma. Truma is not going to be bitul barayv, it's only bitul, it's not even bitul b'shishim, it's bitul b'echad b'meah, if it's 1 to 100. And v'toyin rechitzas yadayim. When you touch truma, so we know your hands are considered stam yadayim or shniyasem, and we know if your hands are sheni, they can be mitami truma to be a shlishi, so you have to wash your hands. This is where the whole halacha of the tias yadayim we have for all bread comes from, is based on halacha that before you touch truma or bikurim, you have to wash your hands. And v'her of shemesh, another chumra we have by truma and bikurim, is that if someone is tamei, it's not enough that they go to the mikvah. By meiser, as long as they go to the mikvah, they're tahar. Whereas by true, to eat truma and bikurim, you have to go to the mikvah and then wait for shkia that night. And after Herav Shemes, then he's considered tahar to be able to eat truma. So all these things are chumras by truma and bikurim. Hare'elu b'truma bikurim, ashen kem and meiser. None of these halachas apply by meiser. There's no chiyav misa for azar eating meiser. You do have to pay it back, but it's not part of the chiyav misa. It is not also to azar. They are not going to be considered nixei bailim. This is Rashi says is going according to Shittas of Meir. We have Machloikis by Maaser Sheni. And this Mishnah is going according to Shittas of Meir. That Maaser Sheni is actually Mammon Gavoa. It's actually considered Mammon Hektish. You're allowed to eat it, but it's not considered yours if you're Mekadosh Nishtar with it. Va'olim Be'echon Meir is not true. By Maaser Sheni, it is Batal B'roiv. And you do not need Rechitzas Yadayim. And as we just said, you don't need Harav Shemesh. So that is the comparing and contrasting to all these halachas that apply to Truma and Bikurim on one side and Maaser Sheni not on the other side. Now, says when it says by bittul, it says by truma is bittul echad b'meya, and ma'aser sheni is not. It says my ma'aser kim ma'aser. So what does that mean? Lav mechal de ma'aser bittul b'roiv. L'chayra, that means that ma'aser sheni is bittul like everything else we're familiar with. It's bittul b'roiv on a deraisa level. On the rabbanon, don't put any chumras by it. Now l'chayra, we have a problem with that. The problem is that we have halacha midrabbanan called the dover sheyesh loy matir and afilu bi elef loy batal. And Rav Rashi explains in many places in Shas that if you have something which you could eat beheter, then why rely on bittel? Why rely on bittel? Atcha tachlenu b'issa tachlenu beheter. That's the svar Rashi uses in many places. And therefore, dover sheyesh loy matir and afilu bi elef loy batal. So truma, when it's mixed up, is not a dover sheyesh loy matir. A truma is usher to a zara, remains usher to a zara forever. So regular dine bittel applies the chama machmir, not read bittel baroyf, bittel bechamameh. But meiser sheni lechayra is a davar sheish matir. You can be matir in one of two ways. You can go to Yerushalayim and eat it, or you can be played it. So if you have a tarevis, if you have a little bit of meiser sheni that's mixed up in a bunch of non meiser sheni, why does the Brisa say that it's batal barayv? The chayrut a davar sheish lematirin. You can be paid it, or you can bring it to Yerushalayim. So therefore, says the Gemara, v'im isa l'dechiskia. If we hold like chiskia, have a davar sheish lematirin, we call davar sheish lematirin for yelef like batal. What does it have to do with chiskia? Because the chayrut we could find a case of meiser sheni that is not a davar sheish lematirin. If you have meiser sheni that's tamei, so you can't eat it in Yerushalayim. Taisi says you don't even have to say it's tamei. Taisi says if you're far away from Yerushalayim, that's all called davar sheish matir, that we don't make you schlep all the way to Yerushalayim to be matir. But the bigger question that our Gemara is going to be dealing with is that the other way to be matir meiser sheni is to be paidit. Okay, since you can be paidit the meiser sheni, so why rely on bittel? The answer is we're talking about meiser sheni that's worth less than a sheva pruta. A meiser sheni that's worth less than a sheva pruta, you can't be paid. So if you can't be paid it, and you can't in Yerushalayim, so it's a davar she'ein le'matirin, so the regular dine bittel apply. But wait a second. This is our Gemara's kasha. According to Chizkiah, it's not true. According to Chizkiah, even if it's worth less than a sheva pruta, there is a way to be paid it. You can be paid it onto leftover space on a coin that you have from last week. So according to Chizkiah, all Meiser Sheni L'chara is able to be Nifte. And if it's able to be Nifte, it's a Davar Sheish L'matir. And it's a Davar Sheish L'matir, it should never be Batal. And L'chara, the Mishnah says, it is Batal. So it's a Kasha on Chizkiah. Says the Gemara, Umimai, how do you know that's Pshat in the Mishnah? Umimai, Demashe, Ein Kema Meiser, Debatal Baroiv. You were telling me what the Pshat in the Mishnah is. Truma is Batal, Echa B'meah. And the Mishnah says, Mashen Kim and Meiser. And we assumed, Mashen Kim and Meiser, that you don't need 1 to 100, you just need regular Bittu Baroi. How do you know it's Pshat in the Mishnah? Dilma Loi Bato Klal. Maybe a Fuch. Maybe that's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. That Truma is Bato at least 1 in 100. Meiser Shane is not Bato at all. Because it's a Davar Sheish Matir, because you could always be Baidit. Maybe that's Pshat in the Mishnah. You cannot say that's pshat in the Mishnah. The legabe truma chaymei de truma katani, kule de truma loy katani. The whole focus of this Mishnah, the Mishnah Chala, Mishnah Bikurim, is to tell you that truma is more chamur than meiser. According to what you want to learn the Mishnah, truma is more mekel than meiser. Truma, you can be paid at least for 1 in 100. Whereas meiser sheni, you cannot be paid at all because it's a davar sheish lematirin. That doesn't seem to be the context of the Mishnah. It says, well, no. No, that is the context of the Mishnah. We said Truma is owned by the Kohen if he's Mekadosh Nisha with it, it works. Meister Sheni, according to Reb Meir, which is our Mishnah going on, is Maman Gavoa, and it's not yours. Is that a Chumra or a Kula in Meister? That's clearly a Chumra of Meister over Truma. Truma is more Mekel, you own it. Meister is more Chumur, you don't own it. So you see, this Mishnah is not just telling you chumras of truma over meiser; it's just telling you differences. Some of them, most of them, obviously, truma is more chumr than meiser, but some of them, truma is actually more mekel than meiser. Just like truma is owned by the kohen, but meiser is more chumr and it's not. So maybe also truma is batal by 1 in 100, meiser is not batal at all. And that's not a pshat in the Mishnah, and a fuch. The Mishnah will be a raya to Chizkiah, that the reason there's never a case of Meiser that you cannot be paid is because like Chizkiah said, even if it's less than a shor pruta, there's a trick and a way to be paid it. And therefore, it's always going to be a davar sheish lematir, and therefore, it's never batal. Maybe that's pshat in the Mishnah. Salam alayhi soka daitach. Don't, nice pshat, but it's just not true. It's a nice way to read the Mishnah, but it's not true to Sadi. We have a fairish of Brisa, which tells us that that's not true. The Brisa says, behedjah. Meiser Sheni Batal Baroyf. Baruba. Meiser Sheni is Batal Baroyf. It's not considered a Davar Sheish Matirin. Now the Brisa asked the question. Uba Ezer Meiser Sheni. I mean, what type of Meiser Sheni is Batal Baroyf? The Chayra, all Meiser Sheni, you could be Paita. So what kind of ma'aser sheni can you not be paida? But ma'aser sheni by shavar pruta. But ma'aser is not worth to have a shavar pruta. You cannot be paida. And the bright says a second impossibility. V'shenichnas Yerushalayim v'yotzeh. If it went into Yerushalayim and then came out of Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim, you cannot be paida ma'aser sheni. That we know. L'chayr, once it goes outside Yerushalayim, you could be paida d'raisa, but there is an issa d'rabbanan. There is an issa d'rabbanan to be paida the ma'aser sheni once it went in Yerushalayim. It's called kailet mechitzas. We'll see more about it on the base. And therefore, if it goes out, also were not able to be paid. The Gemara will talk about that line in a few minutes. But getting back to our question, that the Brice of Affair says here, that Ma'aser Sheni is Batul Baroiv, and it's not considered Davi Yeshematir, if it's less than a Sheva Pruto, the Misa L'Dechizkiya, L'Avale L'Kidechizkiya, if Chizkiya is right, that even Ma'aser Sheni, that's less than a Sheva Pruto, you could be paid through this trick. So why is that considered Davi Yeshematir? It should be a davashayish matir. Says the Gemara, v'nechla amos rishonis. Says more delay parak. Okay, you're right. We're talking about a case where you don't have any money from last week. The whole halach of Chizkiya was you have money from last week and you already were paid there and you have some extra space on the money. So then you could be paid at the slash of Shavaputa. We're talking about a case where you don't have. The first time you're doing Ma'aser Sheni, or the money from last week you already brought to Yerushalayim was Pesach, you went to Yerushalayim, you ate it, now it's the first week after Pesach, and now you have new Ma'aser Sheni, but it's worth less than a Sheva Pruta, you have nothing to do with it. If you have nothing to do with it, then we say it's a Dover, that you cannot be Poida now. If you can't be Poida now, then you can rely on Bittu Barayv. So I'm wondering, what's the problem? V'nesi Ma'aser Dislev, and it's Tarfinu. So right now you have a little bit, you have a tarevus. What's in this tarevus? You have a big barrel of chulin, and in it there's a little bit of ma'aser sheni, it's ember shavapruta. And you're telling me now it's a davar shein lamatirin, because you cannot be paid to something less than shavapruta. What's the big deal? Go take some more ma'aser sheni at home, and then say, okay, I have a 50 shekel of ma'aser sheni, plus this little half shepruta of ma'aser sheni in this mixture. I'll combine them together virtually, and be paid it all together. You can't be part of the half pruta by itself, but you can be part of the half pruta together with other ma'aser sheni that you have. What's the big deal? Why is this not able to be nifta? Says the Gemara, deraisa v'derabbanan lemitztarfin. The answer is because the half pruta that's inside this mixture, deraisa is not ma'aser sheni anymore. Deraisa is bata baroif. As we said, the whole halach of davar sheni shematirin is a chumra derabbanan. Deraisa, what's in this barrel, this little half pruta of ma'aser sheni, is not ma'aser sheni at all. And therefore, you cannot combine it with Ma'aser Sheni that has a din d'oraisa of Ma'aser Sheni. And therefore, that would not be a solution to be able to make it b'divitl. Says, well, okay, but I have another solution. V'nesi d'mai. Why don't you take some crops that you bought from an Am Haaretz, which we say d'oraisa, you don't have to take Ma'aser Sheni off at all. Midrabanan, they're machma to do it. So if you have d'mai that has a din d'rabanan of Ma'aser Sheni that needs pidgin, and you have this half pruta that's mixed up with chulin, which also has a dindur abanan of Ma'aser Sheni that needs pidgin, so do both these dindur abanan together. And now you have 50 shekel plus a half pruta of durabanan Ma'aser Sheni that requires pidgin, and that solves your problem. You can be paid it. And once you can be paid it, then you can't rely on bittul, because it's a davar shei shematirin. So why isn't this a solution? The answer is, Chazal don't want you to do this. Remember, Chazal, the whole din of davar shei shematirin is a dindur abanan. So you're trying to avoid that. You're trying to avoid that with all kinds of tricks. Chazal said it's not a good idea to make this trick. To tell you that you should bring demai, specifically demai, and it works by demai when you do it, is going to be a problem because you might forget the detail and you'll bring real Ma'aser Sheni. Real Ma'aser Sheni is chayev on pidgin d'oraisa. You're going to try to combine it with Ma'aser Sheni, which is only chayev on pidgin d'rabbanan, and that doesn't work. So you're right. If you actually had demai, it would work. But we don't want you to do this. And we prefer that you not be paid it, and if you not paid it, then instead you rely on Bittu Barayv. Remember, it's all Dina Drabbanan. This is what Chazal prefer. So I have a different solution. V'nesi shtei prutis, why don't you just kick off the din of Chizkiya? Chizkiya said if you have extra space on the money, you can be paid it onto the extra space. So why should you ever have a case where you don't have that? So you didn't do it last week. So do it now. Meaning, v'nesi shtei prutis, bring two prutas now. V'nechala ma'aser b'pruta v'mechsa, take some ma'aser sheni that you have that's worth a pruta and a half. And v'nechala leich yisera. And now you be paid that one and a half onto two. You have extra space now on the second pruta coin. And you can use that to be paid this other less than this other half pruta that's mixed up in the tarifas. So why rely on bit of arrive? Be paid it using Chizkiya's trick. Says Mo, this particular example of Chizkiyah Strik that you gave won't work. Misavir pruto mechza tafshish te pruto. Remember, we're talking about here, we have two prutas. And you want to be poida a pruta v'chetzi onto it and leave over a half a pruta. It doesn't work. Because it's not the pshat that the pruta v'chetzi is tafshish te prutas. Like, pruta tafshish pruta. One pruta is tafshish the other pruta. And then you're left over v'chetzi pruta loy tafas. And the last half pruta is not tafshish at all. And that last pruta has a din daraisa of not being poida. And hadar havalei deraisa drabanan. And now you want to combine it with the one in the taravis, which only has a din drabanan, deraisa drabanan laibatim. So that doesn't solve your problem. Rather, what do you do? Says the Gemara. So what? So v'nesi iser. So don't bring two individual prutas. You're right. If you bring two individual prutas, maybe instead of looking at it as one big pigeon, we break it up, and then you'd be left over with a half a pruta that you can't work with. So bring an iser. And as Rashi explains, it has to be this works, because otherwise chizkiyah's halakha doesn't make sense in the first place. Chizkiyah's whole halakha was that you can end up with a coin that has change on it. So obviously you can be paid to things on irregular numbers like this. So why don't you just get an iser, which is made up, we said, of eight prutas, be paid to a little bit of real meiser sheni onto it. Now you have extra space on this iser coin, and now be paid to the taravis onto it. You don't have to mix it with din daraisas and drabanan. Just be paid it like Rego. And if you could be paid it this way, it's a davar sheish martiyun, it should not be batal. What's pshat? Says Amar, dima asilasuye prutas. You're right. It works. If you happen to have such a coin that already has change on it, you could do Chizkiyah's halacha. We already said that. But to go ahead lechatchila and create the situation, we prefer you don't, because we're afraid if you bring an iser, instead you might come to bring two individual prutas, and we say by two individual prutas, Chizkiyah's halacha doesn't work. Because then it's really, you break it up into one pruta, and you're left over with a half of change, which doesn't work. So you're right, this works. But all things being equal, Chazal prefer, in this case, to rely on the regular din bittel and not get into trouble being Peter Meiser Sheni in a bad way. Okay, so therefore, this halacha of Chizkiyah could still fit over here. Says the Gemara, let's continue a little bit. Says the Gemara, the next example of true of Meiser Sheni that you cannot be paid, that you is batel b'roiv, we said is Meiser Sheni that either we said, like Chizkiyah said, we're talking about where it was less than Shavar Putin, you can't be paid it because of a case where you can't rely on Chizkiyah, or is Nichnas Yerushalayim v'yatza. Says Mar Vamay, Lahad v'nayle. I don't stand. So now you have it outside Yerushalayim, and you're telling me it's mixed up in a Taravis. So it's still Davar Sheish Matir. Bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it there. Take the whole Taravis back into Yerushalayim and eat it. And therefore it's a Davar Sheish Matir. If it's a Davar Sheish Matir, it shouldn't be batel. Says Mabishanitma. We're talking about where the whole Taravis got Tameh. And if it's Tameh, you can't eat the Meiser Sheni anymore. So it's not a Davar Sheish Matir. So Mavanifrike. Why can't you just be paid out like this? Remember, we're talking about a case now where it's more than a Shavar Pruta. It's just outside Yerushalayim. So be paid it. What's the problem? So what if it was in Yerushalayim? Be paid it now. So Damar Merlazer, Minayin, the Meiser Sheni, Shenitma, Shepaidin, I say, I feel be Yerushalayim. Remember, you just said the reason you can't eat it in Yerushalayim is because it's Tameh. Oh. Once it's Tameh, then you can be paid it. Forget outside Yerushalayim when it went in and out. You can be paid it in Yerushalayim itself. You can be paid it. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, why are you allowed to be paid in Meiser Sheni? Either you're far away from Yerushalayim or Loisuchal Se'esoy. What does that word Loisuchal Se'esoy mean? If for whatever reason you can't eat the Meiser Sheni, meaning it's Tameh, that's also a reason to be part of it, even in Yerushalayim itself. How do you know Se'es means Achila? It says by Yosef, when he gave the packages to the brothers, Ve'yisa ma'asas me'es panav. So that's talking about food. He gave them packages of food. So therefore, effectively, more ma'amad of shach. If it's Tahar, so it's a Tavash Eish Matirin, because you could just eat it in Yerushalayim. If it's Tameh, then it's a Tavash Eish Matirin, because you can be part of it anywhere you want. What's the big deal? Ella says, well, you know what we're talking about? Belakuach bekesef Meiser Sheni. We're talking about not the original Meiser Sheni. You had Meiser Sheni, you were paid already. You brought the money to Yerushalayim. You bought food with it. Can you now be repaid to that food if you're leaving after the end of Pesach and you want to go back home? You don't want to bring the Meiser Sheni home. So can you be repaid to that? Maybe not. Says the Gemara, Belakuach Meiser Sheni. And therefore you cannot be paid. So, well, why not? Bekesef Meiser Sheni, not Melefrike. Why can't you be paid? It's not. Halakuach bekesef Meiser Sheni, Shenitma Yifta. You could be paida, re-paida a second time, especially when it's Tameh. Says Mark Behuda, Dameh Yakov. No, maybe we're going over here, Koin Shitsu Behuda, that once you take the money and buy Meiser Sheni with it, You can never be poided again. And if you want to bring it home, too bad, you can't just bury it. And therefore, if you can bury it, it's a davar she'ein lo matirin. It's a davar she'ein lo matirin because either it became tameh, you can't eat in Yerushalayim, and it was already talking about something that you already used the pigeon once. You already used your one chance opportunity for pigeon. You bought food, it became tameh, now you can't be re-poided. So you're stuck. If you're stuck in that case, it's davar she'ein lo matirin, it's davar she'ein lo matirin, then you can rely on dinei b'. So, Rabbi Yehuda says the Gemara, my iri yatsa feel yatsa nami. So, if that's the question over here that we're talking about, ma'aser sheni that you already bought with kesef ma'aser sheni, and now the halacha is based on Rabbi Yehuda that you can't be paid a second time, and that's why it's a dover she'ein lo matirin. So, it has nothing to do with coming in and out of Yerushalayim. Some of the Brisa said. The Brisa didn't say that it's Baltim Aroiv if it was secondary Meister Shani. The Brisa said it's not Baltim Aroiv because it is Baltim Aroiv because it went into Yerushalayim and went out. That has nothing to do with the case we're talking about. The case we're talking about is that you cannot be paid it because Buddha said you can't be paid to Meister Shani a second time. So that cannot be shot in the Brisa. If anything, a fulch. If anything, the fact that Bryce did not say that case, it's mashma where the Bryce does not hold a computer, it holds you could be paid at a second time. So what's the case? We're talking about Maisa Sheni, that's tar, and theoretically, you could have eaten it in Yerushalayim, and theoretically, maybe you could be paid it also, because we hold you could be paid it twice. So why over here is not it a dover? Do we consider it a dover? She'en le'matirin? U'mayotza de'nafal mechitzois. Enechanami. If you brought it into Yerushalayim and then you brought it out, no problem putting it back into Yerushalayim, or we paid it outside Yerushalayim, all that's fine. Here we're talking about a case where Nebuch, you brought it into Yerushalayim to eat in Yerushalayim. And just then, the Goyim attacked, and they knocked down Rashi Tosfos. Right over the walls of Yerushalayim fell down now. So now it doesn't have Kedushas Yerushalayim for eating Ma'aser Sheni now. So now what do you do with this stuff? And it's mixed up now in a Taroivis of Chul and a Ma'aser Sheni. You can't be paid it. You can't eat it. So now we say it's going to be batal. So now we apply Dinei batal. As long as you have no other way of dealing with it. So now regular Dinei Bitum Arayv applied. Says the Mar, what do you mean? Vama Rava, mechitzas lechel is daraisa. The fact that you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, and you cannot be paid it in Yerushalayim, that's of course it's in daraisa. Mechitzas likloit is the rabbanon. The fact that once it goes into Yerushalayim and then it comes back out of Yerushalayim, you cannot be paid it when it comes back out. That's only a din derabbanon. And therefore, the chayra v'chigazra abanan ki yisnu l'mechitzas. Ki lesnu mechitzas l'gazra abanan. The chayra, that which Chazal said, you cannot be paid in Ma'aser Sheni once it went in Yerushalayim and came back out. That's only when there is a Yerushalayim. But the chayra, once the wall fell down, which is like a davar shel shchiyah kind of thing, the chayra Chazal never made the takana in that case. And therefore, you should be able to be paid it. Once the walls fall down, you can't eat it anymore. What do I do to all this Ma'aser Sheni? So what is not Petarivis for sure be paid it. And even that which is all mixed up Petarivis, be paid it. Why rely on Bittu Barayv? So back to our question, why are you relying on Bittu Barayv? Someone, no, it's not true. We're going to have to be forced to say that Chazal said no. Chazal said that once Chazal made a halacha, that once you bring Ma'aser Sheni into Yerushalayim, Daraisa already, in Yerushalayim you cannot be paid it. And even when you take it out of Yerushalayim, Midrabanan you can't be paid it. That halacha is true whether the mechitzas exist, whether the mechitzas don't exist. For whatever reason now, there is no din of Yerushalayim around this Ma'aser Sheni. Chazal said you cannot be paid it. And therefore, if you cannot be paid it, it's a davar she'ein lo matirin, it's a davar she'ein lo matirin. Now you can rely on regular dinei bitul b'roiv. So that's pshat in the second heter in the brisa of bitul b'roiv. Either, like the case of Chizkiya, it's Eimei Sheva Pruta, and we're talking about a case where we don't want to rely on Chizkiya, or we're talking about a case where the walls of Yerushalayim fell down, in which case you cannot be poided, and you can't eat it, and therefore it's a davar she'ein lo matirin, so you can rely on bitul b'roiv. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Yehuda says B'Shem Rav Sheshes Chada Katan. He says, so far we've been splitting up the two cases in the Brisa where you can apply Bittu B'Roi B'Maiser Sheni. One case was when it's less than Sheva Pruta. Second case was when it went into Yerushalayim and then the walls fell down. He says, no, you misunderstood the Brisa. It's really all one case. What does that mean? Maiser Sheni She'ein by Sheva Pruta. If you have Maiser Sheni, it was not worth the Sheva Pruta. Shenichnas Yerushalayim V'yatza. Then I went into Yerushalayim, and then for whatever reason, you didn't have a chance to eat it in Yerushalayim, the same by Sheva Pruta. Now you took it outside Yerushalayim, now you have nothing to do with it. Says Ma'amai. V'hadam V'nayle. V'nachle. Again, back to the same Shach Matayah. So what if you took it out of Yerushalayim? You still should be able to eat it back in Yerushalayim. So about the Nafal Mechitzas. Again, we're talking about a case where the Mechitzas fell down. So what? V'nifrike. Why can't you be paid it? Vama Rava Mechitzas Lekal Derabaisa Mechitzas Lekal Derabonan. And since it's only this Derabonan, once the walls fall down, that issue should go off. Says, like we already said, no. Like Palag Rabbanah, no, the Rabbanah made a like plug, and once you brought it into Yerushalayim, there's no halacha of being paid there at all, even outside of Yerushalayim, even if the walls fall down. But it's really all one big case. But why would you make such a crazy case? If this halacha says you cannot be paid it, because once it goes into Yerushalayim, the Dindur Rabbanan says you can never be paid it, even if it goes outside of Yerushalayim, or if the walls fall down, what in the world does that have to do with having a Shavar Pruta or anybody Shavar Pruta? It's a loch in all my Sushani that goes into Yerushalayim, you can't be put in Yerushalayim. When it goes outside Yerushalayim and Darbana, you can't be put in. Even if the walls fall down, you can't be put in. What does it have to do with having a Shavar Pruta or not? The first explanation was much more mistaber that it was two cases. So, no, I'll tell you why. Loimi Boy Kamer. There's a Chiddush to this. Loimi Boy Yesh Boy, if the my Sushani had a Shavar Pruta's worth of value, then we could say the Koltele Mechitzis. Remember, the whole halacha is that you're not going to be paid in Yerushalayim. That we know, that's a Dindar Isaac. Chazal said, once you bring it into Yerushalayim, that even when you take it outside Yerushalayim, you can't be paid at all. Maybe that's only when you theoretically could have been paid it outside Yerushalayim because it was worth a Shavar Pruta. Then Chazal said, once you bring it into Yerushalayim, when you take it out, you cannot have that halacha of pigeon anymore. Aval Einbay, if it never was worth a Shavar Pruta in the first place, and it never was in the parsha of pigeon by itself at all, that Emor Leikotel Mechitzas. Maybe there's no din of Klitas Mechitzas. And in Yerushalayim, you can't be paid it. Fine. But once you go outside Yerushalayim, maybe you could be paid it, like Chiski or whatever it is. Kamash Malon, that no, that the din of abundance still applies, and no matter what, when you bring my Sheshani into Yerushalayim, once you take it out, once you bring it in, you can't be paid it in Yerushalayim, Daraisa, and outside Yerushalayim, you cannot be paid it to abundance under any circumstances, even if the walls fall down. Let's go back to the point. We've been saying this whole sugya based on today and yesterday, that Maizah Sheni She'ein by Sheva Pruta, you cannot be paid by itself. Chizki said you could do the trick, but by itself not. Where do we know that from? So Tanarabonim, the Pasuk says, Im gol yigal ish mimasro, chamish yiso yisei falov. If you are paid your own Maizah Sheni, then the halach is you have to pay an extra chaymish. And we'll talk much more about that over the next few days. So we darshin, Im what's Im gol yigal ish mimasroi, mimasroi, Mima'asroi, mima'asroi, v'loi kol ma'asroi. Only some of your ma'aser has a din of pigeon and paying a chaymish, but not all of your ma'aser. The ma'aser sheni, shein v'shava pruta. If the ma'aser sheni does not have shava pruta, then there's not in the parsha of pigeon at all. Taisa has to give all the kakasha. Taisa says, maybe you should dash in the pasuk that if it doesn't have a shava pruta, there's no din of chaymish, but there still is din of pigeon. Taisus Blab Sirkin, look at the Mount Taisus. He tries to find the Teretz. We'll see based on the next Gemara maybe. But Taisus says, the Chayra, if I would bash in this Pasuk, I would have said, yes, some mice, this Pasuk applies only to some Miser. This Pasuk is not talking about pigeon. This Pasuk is talking about pigeon plus a Chaymish. So maybe the Chaymish doesn't apply to less than a Shav Pruta, but pigeon does. But the Mice, that's not what the Gemara says. The Mice of the Gemara says that the whole halacha of pigeon does not apply by less than a Shav Pruta. Now, what is less than a Shavu Pruta? Itmar. Rav Ami Yomar Ein Boy. That if the Miser itself is not worth a Shavu Pruta, then you cannot be paid it. But if the Miser is worth a Shavu Pruta, but the Chaimish of it is not a Shavu Pruta, that's okay. I only focus on the Miser itself. Rav Asi Yomar Ein Bechumshoi. It's not a question of the Miser, it's a question of the Chaimish. So if you're being paid the three Prutas of Miser Sheni, in which case the Chaimish of it is going to be less than a Shavu Pruta, then there's no din pigeon also. Even though the Maaser Sheni is worth a Shavu Pruta, but the Chaimish, because remember the context of this Pasuk is Chaimish oriented. And the Pasuk is telling you, Mima Asroi, not focusing on the Maaser being worth a Shavu Pruta, being focused on the Chaimish being worth a Shavu Pruta. It's a din in the Maaser. Maaser Sheni Shem Shava Pruta. Now again, it's not clear. Does that mean Maaser Sheni that it is not worth a Shava Pruta? Or Maaser Sheni that the Chaimish is not worth a Shava Pruta? So the Braisa says, Dayoy, which is a strange word to use in a Braisa. It's enough. Sheyaymer hu v'chum shemichol ha-maaser v'shaynis. So you could do like Chizkiya, that if you can't be paid of a Pachas Maaser, if it's worth less than a Shava Pruta, you could do the shtick of Chizkiya, paid it onto some change that you have that you already were paid the stuff onto. So why does it say Dayoy? Bishma l'miyamar ein b'chum shoy hanutani Dayoy. If the focus is on the Chaimish, that we don't care, even if the Maaser itself is worth 2-3 Prutas, you still cannot be paid it. So that's what Dayo means. Dayo means, even if the Maaser is worth a Shavu Pruta, since the Chaimish is not, you have no choice but to use Chizkiya shtick. The alpha gav to be day ispeich. Even the bechaimish leka shaper. So that's what the extra lesson of dayo is. Alamadimer ain boy that is focusing on the meiser itself. I don't care what the chaimish is. I care what the meiser is. So it's a very simple halacha. If the meiser is worth the proof to be pited, and if it's not, then you will ask him. What is this extra word of dayo? My dayo. So that we say kasha. It's not 100% clear what that extra word is coming to add on. So we come out with a machlokes. Everybody agrees that this halacha of Shavah Pruta, one on the other says it's only focused on the Meiser itself. The other one says, no, the Meiser can be worth more than a Shavah Pruta. We need the Chaimish to be worth the Shavah Pruta, otherwise the entire Meiser is not going to be in the Parsha of Pidgin at all. Okay.